Okay, I'm here.
Aaron, how you doing?
Good, thanks.
Well, was there any rust? Did you feel any rust coming back last week?
No, I felt pretty good. I made a couple of bad decisions, but overall felt pretty good getting back into it.
What was the biggest adjustment for you to just get back in the flow of it?
Yeah, it's a little bit like preseason after taking such a long layoff. Kind of want to get that first hit out of the way and first completion and get the adrenaline flowing. I mean, it's one thing to practice for a few weeks, but it's another to be back out there in the live game reps. So I felt good.
Is the injury still improving? That, you know, is it better now than it was at this point last week, say?
What injury are we talking about?
The one that kept you out for several games.
Yeah, no, that's I'm cleared. I'm fine.
Do you see many differences with the 49ers defense, the way that they've been playing in recent weeks, as opposed to what you saw week one?
I think a team's identity is formed throughout the season, so they over the year figure out what they like to do, and personnel has changed only slightly with Brock playing now instead of Nnamdi in week one, but still one of the top defenses in the league.
Aaron, and the last two games specifically, they've given up a lot of passing yards. So that could be a product of teams trying to come back on them. But, I mean, do you see some opportunities there?
They were ahead pretty good in both games, so that's what they could do with that offense, is force you to be one-dimensional. So when you're behind, you got to throw it a bunch. You're going to give up some yards. So I don't think they're too concerned about that.
Aaron, I'm sure the team wasn't thrilled with the results from its last couple games against 49ers. Is there any extra motivation this week because of those games?
I think the playoffs alone gives you the extra motivation. It's a new season. We had a tough up and down season, a regular season, but now we're in the tournament. There's 12 teams with a chance to win it all, and just have to approach it that way with the great opportunity and make sure that everything from Monday to Saturday is locked in preparation-wise, and Sunday just go out and execute.
Aaron, what would you make of the year that Navarro Bowman has had, and especially a big December for this defense?
He's a great player. I think the last couple of years he's had the recognition and credit that he deserves for the type of player that he is. It's a talented defense with a lot of big names. Obviously, Alden, Justin, and Patrick Willis, but he's one of the top players in the league. And the film doesn't lie. When you watch the film, obviously they're stout defense, but he pops out every time you turn the film on.
Aaron, you mentioned the 49ers' ability to make teams one-dimensional. They've had some success doing that. To you guys, do you feel? I guess you're better equipped to attack their defense now with Eddie Lacy and the seasons that he's had.
Yeah, Eddie's had a great year. I hope he gets the recognition come end of the season he deserves, but he's been a big part of our offense. The ability to be a little more balanced has definitely helped us, especially in the weeks that I was out. He really continued to pick his game up, but he's a talented guy. He doesn't go down that easy and has agility for a big man. Does a good job in the pass protection. Does a good job coming out of the backfield catching the football. So he's really definitely added a lot to our team.
Was that something your offense had been missing in recent years, do you feel like?
The last couple of years we hadn't had a 1,000-yard rusher. We had a streak of 40-some-odd games without a 100-yard rusher in a game. So definitely put a lot of that stuff bed this year. James Starks had a nice season for us as well. You have to have two backs who can do things in the run game in the league now. And we're fortunate to have both those guys playing really well. You saw James came in, had 11 very productive carries, and Eddie obviously had those carries. And he's going to be the workhorse, but James provides a good changeup for us.
Aaron, I'm sure you've been focused on getting yourself on the field, but what does it mean to have Randall Cobb back, and how healthy is he right now?
Yeah, it's great to have Randall back. He adds a lot to our offense. He can do a number of things from the slot for us. And, it was tough having him out for so long. Offense definitely suffered a little bit, but in his absence, you saw, you know, Jarrett Boykin really emerge as a guy who can play outside and be productive, and Jordy made some plays in the slot. Those guys know every position interchangeable, so it helps the way they prepare. The plugging Randall back in is not a big deal at all.
Aaron, the Niners have a pretty good pass defense statistically, and they tend not to blitz a lot. Are they unique in that way?
I mean, they get a lot of pressure from their front four. They got two stud guys that are rushing off the edge, and they got guys inside who can really get a good push. And they got guys that can cover outside. So I think, you know, they got a good scheme. They know their defense well. They've plugged in Eric Reed, a young player who's playing at a really high level. Terrell are playing really well out. Carlos has a tough job in the slot there. He's played at a really high level for him for years now. You got two inside guys that can cover. You need to bring a lot of pressure to be successful. When you get guys that can cover, and you get pressure from them.
Carlos is dealing with a hamstring injury this week. If he doesn't play, how do you guys sort of scout Eric Wright? He hasn't played a lot this year. Do you go beyond this season and look at what he's done with the Buccaneers, the Lions, etc.?
Yeah, we've played games against him in the past with Tampa and Detroit. I want to say maybe Cleveland as well a few years back. So we know him. I think we're expecting Carlos to be ready.
Aaron, how do you prepare for cold weather? Is there anything that you can do in a week leading up to a game that can help you get acclimated to what the conditions will be on a Sunday?
Drink a lot of chicken noodle soup. Press one.
Aaron, what do you remember about the 49ers-Packers playoff games of the mid-90s? And do you feel at all that rivalry has been sort of rekindled the last couple of years?
I think it's good for the NFL when Packers and the Niners are playing at a high level. Had some good battles the last 5 years or so. There's some great ones back in the 90s with Steve and Brett. One game that comes to mind was the game at Lambeau where Steve hit Carello touchdown after Jerry fumbled there. And they didn't call it. Can't say I was sad at the time. I was probably rooting for the Niners. But they always had some great battles. Always enjoyed watching both teams, and it's fun to be a part of the rivalry.
Aaron, you won a Super Bowl out of the wild card round, I'm pretty sure. Having done that, I know you're not a wild card team, but having to play in the first round, does that experience, is that like a calming factor at all for your team right now?
Just look at the history, the short-term history of the last few years. You know, you have teams that play on wild card weekend, making deep runs in the playoffs. It doesn't really matter where you're at. It obviously helps if you can host a game, get the home field advantage and all the things that come with that. But it's all about giving yourself an opportunity to get in, and we did it as a sixth seed. Steelers have done it, Giants have done it. Year was to play on wild card weekend. So you just got to get in, and you got to get out at the right time.
Aaron, from afar, what do you make of what Anquan Boldin has meant to this team as a new addition this season?
He's a great player. You know, he had a huge game against us in week one. He's one of the stronger receivers in the league. Very good route runner. Knows how to get open and. Very good after the catch. He runs strong with the football. He goes up and gets the ball. He's got very good hands. He's a talented guy. I think the Niners are probably looking back at that and pretty happy about that acquisition.
Aaron, what stood out to you as far as what David Bakhtiari has brought to the table as a rookie?
Very consistent. Got a good mindset, good focus during the weeks, and goes out and performs on Sundays, so I'm really, really proud of him. He's been a know, bright surprise for us this year, especially not thinking he was going to play a whole lot, starting the season with Belaga being healthy. Brian goes down and David gets thrust in there, and we haven't really worried about that spot too much. So, you know, obviously in the playoffs you're going to be facing a big-time pass rusher every week. You know, the expectations are high for David. We expect him to play well, but he's got a very good demeanor for left tackle.
Aaron, Andrew Corliss, you guys are completing, I think, about 70% of your passes to him. How is he stepped up in Jermichael's absence this year?
He's been very solid for us. You know, when Jermichael went down, we had a few weeks there where we didn't have a lot of production out of the tight ends, and then something obviously clicked in for Andrew, and he's been playing really well the last, you know, 4 or 5 weeks. And finding ways to get open and catching the football, which is obviously really important as a pass catcher. So I'm happy with his progress. You see the potential in practice all the time from him, and it's fun to see it carry over in the games.
Yeah. All right, Aaron. Well, hey, thank you very much for your time.
You. Thanks.
Thanks, Aaron. Good luck. Look over here, Skip.